Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday morning, 8:05 a.m. for 55 full minutes. First half of the hour, teaching from God's Word. The last half of the hour, going to bring you some great contemporary Christian and gospel music. And so we say welcome to each and every one of you, especially if you've tuned in this morning for the first time. We say welcome to you, and we hope you come back each and every Sunday morning and make this a regular stop on your worship schedule. And for those of you who've been faithful listeners for many weeks and months and years, we say welcome to you. We hope you come back each and every Sunday also, and we're grateful for those of you who have helped contribute to pay for this radio airtime. This is a listener-supported ministry. Gather the Outcast is a ministry dedicated to bringing the lost souls into the kingdom of God, to sharing the message of the good news that Jesus saves. And so if you would like to partner with this ministry, we would appreciate partnering with you, and we offer you a couple of ways to do that. You can be a prayer partner with us. If you'd like to be on the email mailing list, just drop me an email at pureprairie@hotmail.com, and I will get you on the email list, and I will let you know when there are things happening in the ministry that require extra prayer or require extra intercession. And so that is one way that you can partner with us. And if you feel a burden or a call to pray for us, just let me know, pureprairie@hotmail, and I would certainly appreciate that. Secondly, you can partner with us by helping contribute to pay for this radio airtime. Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry is a listener-supported ministry, and the Outcast Ministry to the Nations is also supported by people just like you and friends and supporters, people who God has placed alongside this ministry, partners to help carry the message to the far nations of the world. And as you probably know, if you've been a faithful listener to this broadcast, I'm over in Africa as we speak. This is a pre-recorded broadcast this morning, and I'm over in Africa. And again, if you would like to get updates from the field in Africa, just let me know. I'll be checking my email every few days, and also I'll be posting some reports on my blog, jimrau.blogspot.com. That's jimrau.blogspot.com, and so you can check that blog for some reports from the field, and also get reports directly to your email address if you'll drop me an email at pureprairie@hotmail.com. Well, we're anticipating two and possibly three crusades here in Africa. I'll be on my way to Mumias in West Kenya in just a couple of days, and then from there, after a five-day crusade, back to Nairobi. And then a team of us from Nairobi will be flying to Goma in the Republic of Congo, and from there we'll be staging a five-day crusade in Goma, a city of 500,000 people on the east edge of the Republic of Congo. And also something that I'm anticipating and looking forward to in the Republic of Congo is to meet with the governor of North Kivu State, a resource-rich state in the eastern part of the Congo. And their resources there include diamonds and gold and precious metals used in computer screen manufacture. And so we're going to have a meeting with the governor to talk about development of these resources for the kingdom benefit, for the kingdom blessing. And also I'll be meeting with the Minister of Agriculture of North Kivu State to talk about development of organic farming. This is a rainfall rich or rainfall plentiful area with good volcanic soils, and so it lends itself well to organic farming. And they also have coffee in the region and other crops that could be organically certified. And so God is going to allow me to use my expertise there to give them some counsel and some advice on organic agriculture. And so lots of open doors there in the Congo. We'll be there about a week to 8 days, and then back to Kenya for a small crusade in the Tanzania Kilimanjaro area of southern Kenya, northern Tanzania. And so lots going on. And again, this recording today is coming to you pre-recorded, as I am in Africa as we speak. And so I would appreciate your prayers, I would appreciate your support, And if you would feel a call to help and to pay for the radio broadcast or to help pay for the crusades, I certainly would appreciate that. And God would see your heart. God would know your motives, your heart, and He would bless you accordingly. And so if you want to contribute in that way, our mailing address is Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Gather the Outcast Ministry, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Our website, GatherTheOutcast.com. That's GatherTheOutcast.com. We've got a great website out there and lots to look at. Prophetic words, dreams and visions, videos of last year's crusades, and I'll have videos of this year's crusades downloaded in due time after we return back to the United States. And then in addition, you can get to the blog from the website. That's jimrowell.blogspot.com is the blog, and you can also make a contribution on the blog and on the website safely and securely through PayPal with your credit card. Once again, that website, GatherTheOutcast.com, the blog, JimRowell.blogspot.com, and the mailing address, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. But we're going to have a prayer time right now at this time, and then we're going to take up a teaching, and the teaching is called A Victorious Prayer Life, A Victorious Prayer Life, and I think it's something that we all need instruction on, is how to make a stronger prayer life, how to have more impact for the kingdom, how to impact our families more for the kingdom through our prayers. And so you'll be interested in that. You'll want to stay tuned for that. A Victorious Prayer Life. We'll take that up in just a minute, right after our prayer time. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We ask you to bless those listening today, Lord. We ask you to touch them wherever they're at and just let them know that you care about them. Let them know that you love them. Ask you to station your angels around those who are hurting today, those who need ministry, those who need comfort, and those who need healing. And Lord, we just ask you to touch those who need physical healing and those who need emotional healing and need their wounds bound up and treated. And so we just praise you for that, Lord. We praise you that you are the comfort to those who need comfort, and you are the home to those who are homeless, and you are the father to the fatherless. Lord, I ask you to bless the Africa Mission as we are, as we speak in Africa today. Lord, I ask you to continue to watch over us, guard us with your angels. Lord, I pray for souls to come into the kingdom, thousands of souls, and we ask you to bless those who come in, Lord, that you would give them discipleship, Lord, that you would plant them in churches and bring them alongside good pastors and leaders to disciple them. Lord, I pray for this country of America. I ask you to bless it, Lord, especially with the election coming up. I pray that people would take seriously the call to vote, the obligation, the privilege to vote. And I pray, Lord, that you would just bring the truth forth in the candidates, Lord, that people would see who is best for this country, that people would see who is aligned with truth. Lord, we pray for the city of Norton. We ask you to bless this city. Pray for the church leaders. Pray for pastors, deacons, elders. Lord, we pray for godly families. We pray for good economy. We pray for jobs here and the power of the presence of the Holy Spirit to be felt in this place. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to come before you today in study of your word and in worship of you. And we just praise you for this time together, for this fellowship together. And we ask you to bless this broadcast. We thank you for the provision, not only for this broadcast, but for the mission trip. And we just praise your mighty name for those listening out there today. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, this is Jim Rowell, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. We're going to talk about today A Victorious Prayer Life, and this will be at least a two-session study or a two-time study of how we can increase our prayer life, how we can have more impact for the kingdom, more impact for ourselves, for our families, through a victorious prayer life. And I have to say that, brothers and sisters, there's no time at which we don't need more prayer in our life. There's no time at which we don't need to spend more time on our knees. And God is very pleased when you spend time on your knees in prayer. God is pleased when you set aside your daily routine and your daily busyness and set that time aside to pray to Him, to talk to Him, to hear from Him in prayer. And if you are a baby believer, if you are just a baby Christian, you're probably don't know a lot about prayer. There's probably a lot that it is a mystery to you, and don't feel like you're out in the woods on that. There's many people who don't understand prayer, and it's a deep subject. It's a something that you can pursue your whole life, understanding more about prayer, understanding more about communicating with God, and still you've only scratched the surface. And so as you think about your prayer life, as you think about what God desires for you in service to the kingdom, just understand this, that everything in the Christian walk is obtained by asking and by faith. Let me repeat that. Everything in the Christian walk, in the walk of the believer, is obtained by asking and by faith. Just as you came to your salvation experience, you came to your knowledge of God through asking and through faith. Even though God chose you, it tells us that He chose us, but He chooses everyone on this earth. In a sense, He chooses all of us to be believers. God is no respecter of persons. It's His desire that none should perish, and that all should come to know repentance and come to know salvation in Jesus Christ. And so as you move forward in your kingdom walk, understand that God's will is that you draw closer to Him. The Lord says, draw near to Me, and I will draw near to you. And one of the ways that we draw near to Him is through our prayer life and through our prayers. We obtain intimacy with the Lord by praying to Him. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, Paul tells the Thessalonican church, pray without ceasing. Well, what did he mean by that? Did he mean that we can't do anything else, that we just have to stay in our prayer closet for 24 hours a day and never leave and continue to pray? Well, I don't think that's exactly what Paul meant. I think what he meant was you are to have a persistent and a consistent and a persevering prayer life that transcends all the circumstances of life, transcends all of the days of the year, of the calendar year, and all of the holidays and all the down days, all the good days, all of the bad days, that you just have to be persistent in your prayer and persistent in your walk with the Lord. In Galatians 5:16-17, Paul says to the Galatian church, he says, walk in the Spirit and you shall not carry out the desires of the flesh. And what did he mean by that? Walk in the Spirit and you shall not carry out the desires of the flesh. Verse 17 says that the flesh and the spirit are in opposition to each other, or they war with each other. And one of the ways that they war against each other is that the flesh always, through demonic inspired activity, that the flesh will try to keep us from prayer, that the flesh will always try to entice us to do something else besides get down on our knees and pray. And so Paul knew that. He said, walk in the Spirit. And what does it mean to walk in the Spirit? How can we walk in the Spirit and be more focused on our prayer life, be more focused on our walk with the Lord? Well, we walk in the Spirit primarily in three ways. One, we spend time in prayer each and every day. We spend time in communication with God each and every day. And so therefore we make our wishes known to God. We also ask God for things. We repent through our prayers to God, and we forgive others who have sinned against us through our prayers. And so that's the first part of walking in the Spirit. The first part of our walk is that we have to communicate with God. And if you had a wife, which I know many of you do, if you never spoke to your wife or never communicated with her, if you're head was behind the newspaper all the time, or your mind was stuck on the TV all the time, after a while your wife may get kind of frustrated, and she might wonder, do you really care about her? And I may be speaking literally here to some people in this situation. And God is the same way. When we don't take time to speak to God, He wonders, do we really care about our relationship with Him? He wonders, do we really desire to have an intimate relationship with the Lord? And so there's times, brothers and sisters, when we just need to turn off the TV, turn off the computer, turn off the telephone, the cell phone, and just get in our prayer closet and spend time with the Lord and develop an intimacy with Him that comes from communication, to develop an intimacy with Him, not only to share with Him our sorrows, our burdens, our joys, our praises, but also just to be listening for that still small voice, that voice of the Holy Spirit that He has placed within us when we accepted Him as our Lord and Savior. And so Jesus, saying to the disciples in Matthew 6:9, he told them, pray in this way. In chapter 6, verse 5, it says, when you pray, you are not to be as the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners in order to be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. And verse 6, but when you pray, go into your inner room, and you shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. And verse 7, and when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. Verse 8, therefore do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. And so Jesus tells us that the Father knows what we need even before we ask. So that kind of begs the question, well, why bother to ask if the Father knows what we need even before we ask them? Well, the answer to that is very simple, brother and sister. The Father wants to have a relationship with you. The Father wants to develop an intimate relationship with you. He is there listening. He is there waiting for us to come to Him. He is waiting there with His arms outstretched. He is waiting there with forgiveness, with blessing, with anointing. He's there with reconciliation.